Exclusive. Representative Issa calls for whistleblowers to come forward after new claims from alleged Biden associate. By Emma Jo Morris on February 28, 2023. Top congressional investigator Representative Daryl Issa, RCA, is calling for whistleblowers to come forward after the arrest of an Israeli think tank executive who allegedly served with Hunter Biden as an advisor to a Chinese energy company and claims to have documents detailing financial links between President Joe Biden and the company. Gal Luft, co-director of the D.C.-based Institute for the Analysis of Global Security and specialist in energy security and U.S.-China relations, was arrested in Cyprus on an Interpol arrest warrant against him on suspicion of arms trafficking to Libya and China, according to Israeli news outlet Ynet. But, according to Luft, the arrest is political revenge for bringing the FBI incriminating information ahead of the 2020 election about Joe Biden's ties to his family's business with a Chinese energy company. My only sin is that in March 2019, before the U.S. presidential elections, I brought to the FBI incriminating information about the business of U.S. President Joe Biden's family with China, and about a corruption case at the top of the FBI, Luft told Ynet. Israeli international criminal and civil rights lawyer Mordechai Tzivin, who is representing Luft, told the Jerusalem Post his client has information that would bury Hunter Biden and shift attention toward the president himself. He knows a lot of information on Hunter. The Congress only recently began to investigate Hunter's case and Gal's testimony. If he is allowed to testify, we'll bury Hunter Biden, Tzivin told the Post. Even more so, his testimony will shift the attention toward the president himself. Tzivin refused to provide documentation to support his claims when contacted by Breitbart News. Tzivin also declined to provide comment. Following the reporting on Luft's case, Rep. Issa told Breitbart he encourages any whistleblowers with information that would advance congressional investigations into the Biden family business scheme and Department of Justice malfeasance to come forward. One never knows where whistleblowers, concerned individuals and the critical information they provide will be found next. But we must always be ready, especially as we uncover more and more Biden family corruption, to receive evidence that advances the cause of accountability and oversight, Issa told Breitbart. Issa, who held Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress in 2012, the first time in history that such a punitive measure had been taken against an AG, now sits on the House Judiciary Committee and the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The congressman has displayed eagerness to investigate election interference with regard to the suppression of information on Biden family business entanglements, sending preservation of documents notices last March to 12 individuals involved in the censorship of the New York Post's reporting on the Biden science laptop from Hill. The House Oversight Committee told Breitbart that it is aware of Luft's allegations and will be making contact with his lawyer. Oversight Committee staff are aware of the allegations and will be in touch with the attorney soon, the committee's spokesman said. In recent days, a number of Biden family associates have been reported to be cooperating with House investigators as polling shows a further drift in sentiment away from the president's family and its business dealings. Kathy Chung, President Biden's former primary gatekeeper, has agreed to partially comply with the House Oversight Committee's probe into the classified documents scandal in the Biden family's international business schemes. Chung's lawyer, Bill Taylor, told CNN she will hand over some requested documents and sit for an interview with the committee. Hunter Biden's top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin is also expected to soon provide documents to the Oversight Committee's investigation of the Biden family, according to a spokesperson for the committee who spoke to Breitbart. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.